Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, how you doing out there? Are you doing okay? I hope you're well, hope you're feeling good, and I hope you're ready to call for some trivia questions. Everybody's welcome. And we've got Easter trivia today, and we've got some special Easter facts for you. And we're just loaded up and ready to go. Well, this week was kind of interesting. I got a haircut. You might ask, well, where did you get a haircut? My brother cut my hair. Now, he's not a professional barber by any means, but he has a professional barber set. And away he went, and he cut and cut and cut. And I got a nice short haircut. And I have to admit, it looks pretty good. It doesn't look too bad. He did a pretty fine job. So that was kind of interesting. Oh, what else? Of course, we've been staying around the house. Oh, I know. Last night, we power washed the whole house. The siding was getting rather dirty. It was looking rather nasty. Had some green stuff on the side. Well, we got it all power washed, and our house is nice and white. It is the White House once again. We hung up a nice big star on the side, and like I said, it looks pretty good. So that's what we've been up to lately, staying busy around the house. And I don't know what you've been doing to pass the time away. If you want to say when you call in what you've been doing, that would be pretty cool. And let everybody know, maybe give some folks some ideas of what to do while we pass the time away. April the 8th is what it is, as time crawls by. Hey, we want to thank our supporter, as always, and I'm going to bring my wife Amber in here, and she is going to thank our supporter for today.
Thanks to Waddle Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waddle Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waddle Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waddle Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast.
Yes, indeed. And I believe, if I got my story straight, my wife will straighten me out here. I believe that if you don't want to leave your house and you have car trouble, they'll go and get your car for you. Is that right? Is that what they've been saying? I believe so. I think I've seen that on their Facebook page that, if you don't want to leave your house, why, they'll come pick up your car and do the repairs for you. So that's pretty cool, Waldo Tire and Automotive. All right, I want to tell you about my website. You can see Offbeat News. You can see On This Day in History. You can see all kinds of stuff on there. And the website is radionate.webs.com. That's WEBS, radionate.webs.com. So get on there and check that out. Also, don't forget the radio station has a lovely website. You can listen live. You can listen to shows from the past. Charlie shows up there. Scott shows up there. They're all up there. My show's up there. WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. So be sure to check that out. Well, we'll get the trivia in just a moment, and we'll open up those phone lines and see who all is out there today. We're giving away a Kroger gift card today. So that's the gift at 4:55 this afternoon. Right now, it is a $5 Kroger gift card. Right now, we're going to bring my wife Amber back in here, and she has some Easter facts for us.
In the U.S., only 12 of the 50 states recognize Good Friday as a holiday. The exchange or giving of Easter eggs actually dates back to before Easter, and the giving of eggs is actually considered a symbol of rebirth in many cultures. An estimated $14.7 billion is spent in total for Easter in the U.S. The Easter egg is said to symbolize and represent joy, celebration, and new life. Easter is a celebration of the resurrection of Christ. It is the oldest Christian holiday and one of the most important days of the year. Florida holds the largest Easter egg hunt, where 9,753 children search for 501,000 eggs.
All right, thank you very much. And so there's some little tidbits about Easter. Of course, this Easter is going to be rather different. You know, not much going on, no Easter egg hunts to announce, and, you know, everybody's staying in. My wife and I decided we're dressing up anyways. We're dressing up and going over to my mom's house for lunch. We decided we're getting in our Easter outfits anyways. So that's what we're doing for Easter, dressing up. Okay, it is trivia time. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And here we go. The phone number you will need is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And it's Easter trivia for today. Okay, here's the first question. The very first Easter egg collars were what? The very first Easter egg collars were what? The second largest holiday for eating candy is Easter. What is the first? The second largest holiday for eating candy is Easter. What is the first? The idea of the Easter Bunny was originated in the 1700s in what country? The idea of the Easter Bunny was originated in the 1700s in what country? We have our first phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Red. Red.
Yes, red is the color of the first Easter egg. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. And what is your name?
Noah.
Noah. All right, buddy. Well, Noah, I've got you put in the drawing, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good day, all right?
I will.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sound like he is in a pretty good mood today. But yes, that is the very first Easter egg collar. The most popular American Easter candy is what? And I'll take a couple answers on this because when you search on the internet, it gives you a couple of different answers. The most popular American Easter candy is what? What flower is associated with Easter? What flower is associated with Easter? What is the name of the Charlie Brown Easter special? What is the name of the Charlie Brown Easter special? Can you tell me that? And we have another phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Easter lilies.
Easter lilies. Yes, that is the flower associated with Easter. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. And what's your name? And I'll get you put in the drawing.
Donna.
Donna. All right.
Yes.
All right, Donna. I have got you put in the drawing. I appreciate you calling and listening out there, okay?
Okay, and God bless everybody.
Hey, God bless you too. Thank you very much. Okay. And now, page two in just a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
Is the most common Easter candy, Peeps?
Yes, that is one of the answers. Most common Easter candy is Marshmallow Peeps. Do you like Marshmallow Peeps?
Yeah.
Do you? What color is your favorite?
Blue.
Blue. Okay, all right. And what is your name? I'll get you put in the drawing.
Allison.
All right, Allison. Well, thank you very much for calling me and listening today, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Okay, Easter Island belongs to which South American country? Easter Island belongs to which South American country? Which country has the tradition of eating hot cross buns at Easter? Which country has the tradition of eating hot cross buns at Easter? Hi, we're on the air.
Which country has the tradition of...
Hello, we're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
The answer for the second holiday popular for candy is Halloween.
Yes, Halloween is correct. Very good. All right, what's your name? I'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Beth.
Beth. All right, Beth. Well, thank you for listening out there, and I appreciate you giving me a call today.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good evening, and stay safe, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Bye. All right, love it when these phone lines are ringing, and appreciate the phone calls very much. Who held the first egg roll on the White House lawn, under which president? Who held the first egg roll on the White House lawn, under which president? What are two traditional Easter games? What are two traditional Easter games? And in the United States, what is the traditional Easter meat people eat? Maybe you have this for your Easter dinner. I love having this for Easter dinner. In the United States, what is the traditional Easter meat people eat? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to take a guess on that hot cross bun.
Yes.
And that was Italy, wasn't it?
What is it again?
Italy.
Not Italy, but it is overseas. You want to take another guess?
No, not right now.
Okay, buddy. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in here trying to figure out this overhead virus.
Yeah, staying away from the virus, right?
Right.
Yes, sir. Well, what are you having on the menu for tonight?
Well, we had a first cookout Monday night. And tonight we're cooking dogs and bratwurst and burgers.
Oh, that sounds good. I can tell you, have me a bratwurst. That sounds great.
Yep. Get ready to put them on here in a little bit.
Okay, buddy. All right. Well, I got you. For the phone call, I got you signed. I went ahead and signed you up, okay?
All right, because I was going to call later.
Okay. All right. All right. Yep. Okay, Bob.
Bye.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Okay, it is just about break time already. So if you try to call and I don't, I'll go ahead and pick up. But if you don't, I got time to, here comes another call. I got time to squeeze this one in here before the break. Hi, we're on the air.
Ham.
Ham, yes, that is the traditional meat. Do you like ham?
Do you like it?
No.
No, you don't like ham? Well, not everybody does. What's your name?
Lucas.
Lucas. All right, Lucas. Okay, buddy, we got you all signed up. Thank you for calling me, and thank you for listening.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Just like last week, we have several kids giving us a call here. Maybe they'll become regulars on the program. We have our regulars that give us a call, and we appreciate that very, very much. Okay, we have to take this break. So like I said, I'll go ahead and pick up. You'll hear something playing in the background, and we'll be right back on WWGH.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back with Offbeat News, but here comes a phone call first. We got to take it, and we will go ahead and do that. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, well, President Hayes have the first Easter egg hunt?
Yes, it was under President Hayes was the first egg roll on the White House lawn. Yes, indeed. Well, how's your day going today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. The weather's pretty nice up here in Marion. How about in your neck of the woods?
It's pretty nice down here, too.
Yeah, what, about? It's about 70 degrees?
Yeah, somewhere around there, I think.
Yeah. I'm thinking about mowing my grass tonight.
We're having a hard time getting you programmed today, but it keeps going in and out.
Oh, the stream online keeps going in and out?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer. That's too bad. Well, hopefully it straightens up. Well, I appreciate you listening, or at least trying to, and give me a phone call.
All right.
I got you all signed up.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. And that was David Avery checking in with us here. A Chicago woman said she has been officially notified after months of uncertainty that she captured a Guinness World Record for hula hooping for 100 consecutive hours. Jenny Doan, 29, completed her hula hooping feat at District Brew Yards in November. But she was told at the time that Guinness World Records would need time to review the footage of her attempt due to a controversial hoop drop at the 58-hour mark. Doan said Guinness has now notified her that her 100-hour hula hooping marathon was approved and defeated the previous record of hula hooping 74 hours, 54 minutes, which was set in 2009 by Aaron Hibbs. The world record attempt raised about $5,000 for charity for Mental Health America, and Doan said she is continuing to collect money through this November. Also this, a pair of Missouri residents shared video of their creative way to interact with their pizza delivery driver and retrieve their food without leaving their second floor apartment. The video shows the residents lowering a box from the window of their apartment above a pawn shop in Park Hills. The filmer and their roommate inform the driver that the box contains their payment and a tip, and then ask the driver to place the pizza in the box to be raised back up to the window. Quote, "Me and my roommate wanted pizza. We went online and saw the contactless way to get pizza, so we got a box with yarn, tied them together, and hung the box with money in it out the window and asked to put the pizza in the box," the filmer wrote. Residents of Calgary, Alberta said the streets being emptied of travelers amid the coronavirus pandemic has led to an influx of unusual visitors, a large herd of deer. Locals shared video showing groups of deer wandering the streets of the city, which have been emptied by COVID-19 lockdown measures. A London neighborhood is currently facing a similar situation, with a herd of fallow deer wandering out of the woods to claim front lawns in the Harold Hill area as their new territory. So kind of taking things over a little bit. It's a deer there. All right. Well, it is April the 8th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1513, explorer Juan Ponce de Leon claimed Florida for Spain. 1789, the U.S. House of Representatives held its first meeting. 1832, about 300 American troops of the 6th Infantry left Jefferson Barracks, St. Louis, to confront the Sauk Indians in the Black Hawk War. 1834, in New York City, Cornelius Lawrence became the first mayor to be elected by popular vote in a city election. 1839, the first intercollegiate rodeo was held at the Godshall Ranch in Apple Valley, California. On this date in 1864, the U.S. Senate passed the 13th Amendment by a vote of 38-6. 1911, the first squash tournament was played at the Harvard Club in New York City. 1913, the 17th Amendment was ratified, requiring direct election of senators. 1935, the Works Progress Administration was approved by the U.S. Congress. 1939, Italy invaded Albania. And in 1942, on this date, the Soviets opened a rail link to the besieged city of Leningrad. So that's what happened on this April the 8th, on this day in history. So you are now up to date with what happened. Okay, let's do some more trivia, see if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944. Again, we're giving away a Kroger gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question, and I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. We'll draw a name at 4:55 this afternoon. Join the rest that have given us a call, and it's all Easter trivia today. The idea of the Easter Bunny was originated in the 1700s in what country? The idea of the Easter Bunny was originated in the 1700s in what country? What is the name of the Charlie Brown Easter Special? What is the name of the Charlie Brown Easter Special? Easter Island belongs to which South American country? Easter Island belongs to which South American country? Which country has the tradition of eating hot cross buns at Easter? Which country has the tradition of eating hot cross buns at Easter? What are two traditional Easter games? What are two traditional Easter games? 740-383-9944. What colors are associated with Easter? You can just give me a couple. There are several. What colors are associated with Easter? And where is the largest egg museum located? Where is the largest egg museum located? Hi, we're on the air.
The Charlie Brown special, it's the Easter Beagle?
Yes, it's the Easter Beagle. I thought, I've never seen the special, have you?
I haven't, but now I want to.
yeah, sounds interesting. And this is Ashley, right?
Yeah.
All right, how's your day going?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Not too bad weather outside, is it?
No, it's not.
Pretty nice. All right, well, I've got you all signed up, and I appreciate you listening, and thanks for taking the time to call.
Yep.
All right, have a good evening and be safe.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, those are actually all the trivia questions I've got. Those are, let's see, did I say? Yes, I did. Where is the largest egg museum located? That was the last one I had. So those are all the trivia questions that I've got. If you care to answer, and get signed up for a Kroger gift card, go ahead and give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That'll get you right in through here to the studio, and I'll put you on the air. Hey, if you're out there and you've never called before, hey, it's not scary at all. I'm not a scary person. Just give me a ring, and we'll put you on the air. Or if you're one of our regulars, we always love to hear from you. Everybody's welcome to call here, and really, not that many rules. We ask you can call in twice and answer a trivia question twice, but we'll put you in the drawing one time, and you don't have to get the question correct to be put in the drawing. I'll go ahead and put you in the drawing just for giving me a call. So we are real light on our rules here. So don't be afraid. Just dial the phone number, 740-383-9944. Appreciate everybody listening out there on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, the two games is Egg Hunt and Egg Rolling.
Yes, Egg Hunt and Egg Rolling. Those are the two games associated with Easter. Too bad we can't do those this year, right?
Right.
How's your day going today?
It's all right.
Doing all right? Okay, all right. And this is April, correct?
Yes.
All right. I'm getting good at recognizing your voice.
Yep.
Well, thank you for listening, and thanks for taking the time to give me a call.
All right.
I appreciate it. You stay safe, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye. All right. All right. We have a nice round of calls here, and 4:42 is the time, and I want to tell you about a ghost town here in Ohio. If you ever find yourself driving down State Route 68 in Findlay and are in the mood to see something a little different, you might want to keep your eyes out for an orange and black sign with an arrow pointing the way to Ghost Town, an honest-to-goodness replica of an 1880s town that has been fascinating visitors with its plethora of history and weirdness for almost 50 years. Ghost Town is the brainchild of Lewis and Edward Galitza, who decided to create an 1880s-era town back in the late 50s. The first problem was how to do it, make replicas or try to find the real thing. Opting for realism, the Galitza family began scouring Ohio for 1880s-era buildings. When one was found, it was painstakingly dismantled piece by piece and then reassembled in Ghost Town. Even the positioning of each building within the town was carefully considered. New additions, when they came along, were placed where a structure of its type would have been located in an 1880s town. Once a building was in place, it was filled with antiques and other bits of memorabilia from the time period. During the 1880s, the Ghost Town Country Store was crammed full of literally thousands of pieces of old-time merchandise, and the nearby Buggy Barn contained more than 40 vehicles from the 1880s, including horse-driven hearses, an ambulance, and a wagon. The Galitza family even went so far as to show old-time movies in the town hall and set up a small stage for dancing at the far end of town. While the original plans for Ghost Town were included only a few buildings, more and more structures were added. So I'll tell you about the rest of this after the break. We'll be back after these words on WWGH.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of Golden Grahams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back, and I was telling you about a ghost town, Coke Ghost Town, here in Ohio on State Route 68 in Findlay. The Galitza family is the one that put this all together. While the original plans for the ghost town were to include only a few buildings, more and more structures were added, and the site continued to grow to the point where today it covers almost a full 10 acres. In an attempt to add a bit of realism, the owners sprinkled some mannequins and dummies around the town. Unfortunately, time and the elements had their way with more than a few of them. It's not uncommon to peek inside of one of the buildings and find yourself face to neck with a headless pioneer. And while one might question the placement of many of the mannequins, the simple truth is that Ghost Town stands at the only place in the world where one can see Abraham Lincoln reading a newspaper, an Indian getting ready to shave, and an eternally occupied outhouse. There you go, the Ohio ghost town there off of State Route 68 in Findlay. Head with me now down the hallway to our little classroom. I've spread the chairs out so we can have social distancing, all right? And I've written this week's weird word of the week on the chalkboard, and here it is. Jabberwocky. Jabberwocky. J-A-B-B-E-R-W-O-C-K-Y, Jabberwocky, is a noun, and it's got two definitions. Definition number one, a playful imitation of language consisting of inventing meaningless words or meaning nonsense or gibberish. Definition number two, an example of writing or speech consisting of or containing meaningless words. So there you go. That's our weird word of the week. Jabberwocky. Yeah, you can drop that into a sentence, right? that wouldn't be too easy to drop into a sentence too good, right? All right. Well, we are about 5 minutes away from our drawing. And here are some the trivia questions that we haven't got answered yet. And if you'd like to sign up for a Kroger gift card, a $5 Kroger gift card, give me a call and answer a trivia question, and we'll put you in the drawing, okay? Just call in, answer a trivia question, we'll put you in. It's as easy as that. 740-383-9944 is my phone number. The idea of the Easter Bunny was originated in the 1700s in what country? The idea of the Easter Bunny was originated in the 1700s in what country? What colors are associated with Easter? What colors are associated with Easter? Where is the largest egg museum located? Where is the largest egg museum located? Easter Island belongs to which South American country? Easter Island belongs to which South American country? Which country has the tradition of eating hot cross buns at Easter? Which country has the tradition of eating hot cross buns at Easter? And my wife Amber is on the job, and she picked out two more. Jelly beans are the second most popular candy of Easter. What's the most popular color of jelly bean? Jelly beans are the second most popular candy of Easter. What's the most popular jelly bean? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Tango. The colors of Easter are pink and blue.
Yeah, colors of Easter, pink and blue. That's those are pretty colors for this time of year, aren't they?
Right, they are.
All righty. Well, very good. I've got you all signed up, and we appreciate the phone call, and you enjoy your cookout, okay? Okay. Thank you. Yep. Stay safe. Yep. Bye-bye. Okay, and the last one. 76% of people eat which part of an Easter bunny, chocolate Easter bunny, first? 76% of people eat which part of a chocolate Easter bunny first? I guess that would be, I would probably eat this first. Of course, when I eat an Easter bunny, I eat probably the whole thing at once. No, I don't. Even small Easter bunnies, I at least two bites, right? I had a peanut butter filled one the other day. Boy, I'll tell you what, it was pretty good. My mom, by the way, still fixes us up an Easter basket. And she asked me what I wanted in my Easter basket this year. And I said, toilet paper. Put toilet paper in there. She said, are you serious? I said, yes, I am. Put toilet paper in there. We've got enough at home, but I'm afraid of running out. So if she goes out and finds any, that's what I said I wanted for Easter. In fact, she goes so far as to hide the Easter baskets, too, and we have to go find them. So she goes and does that, too. So we have that. So what are your plans for Good Friday and Easter? Are you doing something creative? I know our church, Day Spring Wesleyan, is having a Good Friday service, and they're having at 7 p.m., and they're having a drive-in service, and we're thinking about going. So that should be kind of interesting, a drive-in service. I think you tune your radio to a certain frequency and sit there and listen to it. I don't know if they're going to be outside or what, but it should be kind of interesting. All right, we have 1 minute left until we do the drawing. I'll go ahead and thank everybody that has given us a call today. Thanks to Noah. Thanks to Ashley. Thank you to Lucas and April and Bob and David Avery and Beth. Thank you for calling in. And Allison and Donna, thank you all for calling me today and answering the trivia questions. I appreciate my phone rang a good amount today, and it's nice to have the phone ring and not sit here and just stare at the blank walls or stare at my papers. That is very nice for sure. So I do appreciate every single one of you folks out there for giving me a call. All right. It is almost 4:55, and we are just a second away, and there it is, 4:55. Let's shuffle everybody up. Find out who the winner is of this Kroger gift card. You can still go to Kroger's. They haven't shut it down yet. I think they've got it, so you have a certain amount that's allowed in the store, but they haven't shut it down yet. So let's see. Okay, pulling one out. And the winner of the Kroger gift card is David Avery. David Avery. Hey, he hasn't won for a while. One of our regular callers. And he hasn't won for a while. Bob hasn't won for a while. So maybe we got to... Bob needs some luck here. We gotta get Bob some luck, and maybe he'll win here in the future here. But it's always nice when our regulars will win now and again, and it's just totally by chance, of course, here at the drawings, and just shuffle the names and pull one out. That's how it works here at 4:55 every Wednesday afternoon. But I appreciate everybody playing, and I think a couple of newer callers to me called in today, and so I do appreciate that as well. It is time for our Ladies Corner. And my wife, Amber, has a recipe for us. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page, Radio Nate. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. You'll see the picture and the recipe there. So here is the recipe.
Strawberry pretzel dessert squares. 2 cups finely crushed pretzels. 1/2 cup sugar divided. 2/3 cups butter or margarine melted. 1.5 packages, 8 ounces each, Philadelphia cream cheese softened, 2 tablespoons of milk, 1 cup thawed Cool Whip whipped topping, 2 cups boiling water, 1 package strawberry flavored Jell-O, 1.5 cups cold water, 4 cups fresh strawberries sliced. Heat oven to 350. Combine pretzel crumbs, 1/4 cup sugar, and butter. Press into bottom of 13x9-inch pan. Bake 10 minutes. Cool. Beat cream cheese, remaining sugar and milk with mixer until blended. Stir in Cool Whip, spread over crust. Refrigerate until ready to use. Add boiling water to Jell-O mix in large bowl. Stir 2 minutes until completely dissolved. Stir in cold water, refrigerate 1.5 hours or until thickened. Stir in berries. Spoon over cream cheese layer. Refrigerate 3 hours or until firm.
All right. Very good. That is our Ladies Corner recipe for this week. And again, find that on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. By the way, to pick up your prizes, by the way, we are at 165 West Center Street, Suite 208. We are the second floor of the Ohio Health Building. We are the corner of Prospect and Center Streets. Our hours are varying, you know, with this virus and everything, that we are open. So we will hold your prize until all this is over. Or you can give me a call just as soon as the show is over and give me your address, and I will send it to you. How's that? All right. How's that for service? We'll send it right there to you through the mail. So again, you can give me a call as soon as the show is over. Give me your address, and I'll send you your gift card if you're one of our winners each week. We are here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. By the way, if you'd like to friend me on Facebook, you can do that. Just look me up. I'm Nate Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D, R-E-D-M-O-N-D. Just search that. I'm from Waldo, and you'll see me on there. My page is set to private, so you can friend me, and then you can follow all sorts of things. We're always posting pictures of what we're up to and everything like that. Glad to have my wife, Amber, helping me out. Thank you very much to her for helping me out today. She should be with me next week because she works for a daycare center, but they're currently closed due to governor's orders, so she is home with me, so she gets to come to the radio station, so that's pretty cool. Don't forget my website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And also the radio station website is wwgh1071.com. Hey, it's quitting time. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 in Marion, Ohio. I will talk to you next week.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP.